She could not stop writing stories. No, no, that's a terrible way to start a story. No, no, she thought to herself, as she walked along the subway platform, carefully stepping over dots of spit and chewing gum and rotten tomatoes and bits and pieces of saudade. Ah, saudade. You know, saudade, nostalgia. Now, she happened to think of that word because in her ear from her iPod, she was listening to Nana Caymmi singing in Portuguese. And Nana Caymmi was singing of love and life and saudade. So she walked along the subway platform, avoiding the weaving drunks and the ever, ever, ever bored teens and the grandmothers carrying plastic bags full of bok choy and bananas and tough guys with tattoos running down their jugulars and book readers and Bible readers and eye-stopping faces of beauty. Oh, God, she said, stop this. You don't have to make a story out of everything you see.